Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Lindsay brings in these snacks and then gripes about her own snacks that she brought in.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, this big bag of sprouted almonds, no salt, is really hitting it today.
Is this my headphone volume I'm messing with, or is that somebody else's?
I don't hear anything.
Okay, good. I don't want to blow y'all out if I'm start trying to turn mines up. So, they're healthy and they're raw almonds, no salt.
Just nothing to them. Yeah. Perfectly unsalted, it says. Well, they're perfect. They're not perfect. But they're your little Bobby, the healthy Bobby, you know, that we follow. Mm. They're approved?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're terrible.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I don't mind when these health people will say this is a better swap for that, and because it's okay unless they are unless they're just acting like they don't know why anybody would still eat the other thing, you know. Yeah, yeah, whole right. Deal about Cheetos one day, and you know, okay, because they're delicious.
Yeah.
Now don't go in there and act like what you're going to say swap them for the healthy thing is just as good all the way around. It's healthier. It's better for you. Yeah. It may not be, you know, the other thing may actually be horrible and poison in your system, so to speak. But don't act like you don't know why people eat it.
Yeah.
People eat it because it's delicious.
Yeah. Right. It's not shocking.
Yeah. And then it also doesn't move my needle whenever they start talking about other countries. European countries don't even allow this. This is different than the European version of this and whatever. And I always want to go, yeah, well, in the European version probably tastes like crap.
Right.
So I'm not saying that it's not better for you, but don't act like you don't know why people eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just baffles me why you would still put this in your body.
Enjoy your mushy peas.
Yeah. And I kid you not, last night I'm on this green tea kick. So I'm drinking green tea after dinner. I pull up Instagram. There's Bobby, right? First post. He's like, do not drink prepackaged teas that are in a tea bag.
Oh, yeah.
It is plastic. It is cancerous. It's harmful. And I just like set my tea down. I'm like, okay, got to find a new tea bag. But of course I drank it.
You got to use loose leaf tea.
Yeah.
You can't even use the little bag.
Yeah. The bag is dangerous.
It's chemicals. Yes.
It's harmful.
It's a chemical.
Yeah. And don't you use a pod coffee.
Oh, that was the other one. Yeah. The pods with the Keurig because of the plastic.
I'm drinking plastic
thing.
Every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all in all, I'm feeling healthy. Yeah, feeling good about myself.
Well,
these delicious Kit Kats I got, they do the trick.
I'm afraid Bobby's going to ban me, like block me off of his stuff, because I like to make jokes on the comments and stuff.
Yeah, he's going to kick you out
of there. I think they're hilarious.
Yeah, I like to make the jokes, but, you know, I don't think that he's lying.
No.
When he says that. Some of those health food guys, I don't think they're lying. I'm just saying that I can't live my entire life that way.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I know about losing weight and stuff. I just haven't done it in a while, but I know how.
Right. It's because you don't want to.
Right. I know how.
Don't tell me, Bobby.
You do it with Stackers and ephedra.
Yeah, the good stuff.
All right. So yesterday we presented a hypothetical situation that ended up being pretty funny. And it's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Don't miss it. Coming up next.
More this is the Riggins Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Make sure you go get your Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirt, the limited edition Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirt and hoodie. Go to tjriggins.com/deals or just tjriggins.com, find the deals page there, and you can order them straight from there. And monies from that will go to our charity, Peyton's Promise. Yesterday, the hypothetical situation, some people said made Lindsay look bad. I don't know. But you can judge for yourself with today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Let's say that you're married. The hypothetical part hasn't started for you yet.
Okay, because I was like, ooh.
Yeah, because you're already married. That's a little. All right, so say you're married and your spouse is in dire need of a kidney transplant.
Okay.
Can't find a match anywhere. Then word gets out to your spouse's hometown that he or she needs a kidney. And someone comes forth to donate a kidney. But it is your spouse's ex boyfriend, girlfriend, prom date from when they were in high school.
Oh.
That's what happened is a case in Colorado. A guy needed a kidney and his prom date from 35 years ago stepped up and gave him a kidney.
His prom date.
Yeah. So
and he's married?
Moved on, married, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And going back to high school to the prom date, would that cause any jealousy at all?
Yeah. Prom date, I could deal with if it was just a prom date. But like an ex-girlfriend of like a significant amount, you know.
Yeah, like it was his girlfriend. Let's say it's his girlfriend his entire senior year of high school.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Let him die?
Let him die, baby. No, I'm kidding. I would. I'd say, can we find another match?
33 decades ago.
Yeah.
Let him die.
Okay, wait. Is she cute?
She's
still cute. Tricky. Yeah. If she was not cute, I'd be more accepting.
But let's say she's not cute and not married.
She's not cute and not married.
I mean, she is cute not married.
Yeah, I think that's the top of the top for me. You're dying. Sorry, Kyle. Because you know what's going to happen? She's going to give him the kidney.
You owe me.
Yeah. And then they're going to like go to lunch. And then they're going to be like, oh, well, she saved my life. And then see ya.
They're going to go to lunch. Then before you know it, they're going to lunch.
As soon as they're both back on their feet, recuperated from surgery.
Because she could have almost died too during the whole, because it's dangerous.
And that's how it shows how much she still cares about him.
Absolutely. Like, why you still care about him that much,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
Ain't nobody care about him like I do.
But Riggins, you're not a jealous person, and your ex-girlfriend used to get mad because you weren't jealous enough, right?
Yeah. Is there any guy that's going to be upset that his wife is getting a kidney from her boyfriend 35 years ago? Is there any, like...
I wouldn't.
Oh, right. This is strictly a woman getting upset that...
Kyle wouldn't care if an ex-husband of mine, if I was married, gave me one, so...
Exactly. Heck yeah, that's less work he's got to do.
Absolutely. But
you wouldn't let him die, but you still wouldn't let the thought of it die in your head all the time. You'd be going, why are you acting like that? It's because of her kidney making you act like that?
Right. Yeah. He would end up leaving me because I'd never let him live it down. Yeah.
Why don't you just go be with kidney girl?
Yeah. What, my kidneys aren't good enough? No, actually, they're not.
Yours weren't good enough because they don't match mine.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Go. TJ, I fell out of his chair just now. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get your Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirt or hoodie. Hello. Flying. People are buying them already. So tjriggins.com/deals. Got them in multiple colors, benefiting Ace and TJ's charity, Peyton's Promise. Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way. tjriggins.com/deals. Speaking of clothing, there have been some viral videos over the weekend of people fighting at Aldi.
Yeah.
They're fighting over this $10 pair of pants. Have you seen any of these?
No.
Apparently, there's a chambray pants. They look like jeans, but they're thinner. Chambray? Uh-huh. Have you ever heard? You
know, chambray is like the color.
Okay. It kind of, it's like blue. It looks like a denim pant, but it's got big pockets, and they're $9.99. And they say Macy's and one other place like Lululemon or something sells them for 14 times that over $100, and they're available. These chambray pants are available at Aldi for $9.99. Here's chambray. What they look chambray. Mm. They kind of look like jean cargo pants to me. Yeah. They look ugly.
Oh wow. Yeah,
they're kind of like denim looking joggers.
Yeah.
With the cargo pockets.
Maybe that's the best way to describe them. To me, they're kind of ugly. They're drawstring. Mm.
You wouldn't go fight over those, Lynn?
I'm not fighting anybody for those.
It makes Black Friday look like a child's play. Yeah. I mean, women, it's all women, are just getting in there and tearing through. They're in the Aldi finds aisle.
Yeah, because Aldi, that's become famous for those kinds of things, like something special that they would have, and they're there and then gone. And it's that way with some food items, too, that are at Aldi. You can get in there and get them right, because they get a shipment for the first part of the week or whenever, and then if you rush in and get it, you better do it.
That's
because they're going to be gone.
What is the Aldi finds? That's for places like this, or for items like this, like they, it's only special in for a limited time. Okay.
Isn't it, Lynn?
Yeah, and I will fight someone over some of their food items. You told me about something, I forgot, it was a spread of some sort.
It was that lemon curd spread or something like
and
that.
Yeah, and I about fought somebody for that.
Yeah. But you're not going to do it over
a I wouldn't even get the Lululemon kind of those. Yeah. I don't think those are nice.
Yeah, it was Macy's and one other like high-end design. Oh, L.L. Bean was another one.
Oh, well.
But yeah, so $9.99 for these pants. I don't know. I think they're ugly, but if it's worth fighting over. TJ, is this crazier than buying clothes at Costco like you were doing there for a little bit?
No. No, I mean, but Costco has, it's more of a Walmart type concept of a super Walmart type concept of having food and, you know, all the other stuff together in the same store, like a warehouse.
Yeah.
But no, I don't have a problem with this, because they also sell in this Aldi finds, you'll get a lot of seasonal candles and things like that, or seasonal cookie, like at Christmas, these tins of cookies that are delicious, but they don't have very many of them. You got to find them and get them and, you know.
Really?
It's part of the marketing that gets people in the store. You know, you start hearing about people, you know, wanting to get these great prices on everything, and then they start buying the food while they're in there.
So Aldi having a moment, right?
And I don't mind buying clothes from Aldi if they were cute.
Yeah, these are just ugly.
Yeah, yeah, they're just ugly. They I'm cool with $10 pants, but
yeah, absolutely.
Make them cute.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't realize this was going to be such a hot item, but yeah, people throwing fists and, you know, pushing each other out of the way, elbowing each other over some pants.
Mm-mm. Right. Well, that's because women don't act like ladies anymore.
Those pants ain't going to change nothing.
Yeah, it's surely not going to make them look like ladies.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Lindsay brought in all these new snacks, and one of them is a garlic pretzel. That's the strongest garlic flavor on anything I've ever had outside of just taking a clove of garlic and chewing on it.
Truly.
Whew.
Yeah. I mean, it's giving me indigestion. I had one.
It's like they took these little pretzel bite things and then covered them in butter and then just rolled them around in garlic salt for days.
Yeah.
I feel my face puffing as we speak.
So we eating mints and everything, trying to get that.
It smells nice in here.
Are you good though? They're
yeah,
good though.
Absolutely. Were you a big kiss, what they call a kissing bandit in college, Lindsay? Were you like kissing everybody?
No.
Okay. You know, that term gets thrown around all the time. Like, oh, I love to kiss when I'm at parties and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Well, we used to have a name for that.
Yeah.
But now it's like cutesy. It's everybody. Oh, I just kiss everybody.
Oh, I had drunk. Some friends that were just, they'd yeah. make out with anybody. I'm like, you don't know where their mouth's been.
Yeah. And like people got bad breath at a party. Like, ew. I don't know.
It's just, yeah. Not my thing.
Yeah. And I think though that probably doesn't exist anymore after COVID.
Certainly. You know?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe something good did come out of COVID.
I don't know.
No more hoes.
But, I mean, what about the way, though, like a lot of people in movies and TV and what when my brother, I would ask him when I was little, and that was one of the things he'd just go, because they're Yankees. And so why are people on TV and in the movies always kiss on the lips when they see their friends? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when a couple would come over to somebody's house, the couples would exchange kisses with each other when they saw them. You know how they do that in movies and all that?
Yeah.
And he just said, because they were Yankees. And I grew up thinking that everybody who wasn't Southern greeted each other by kissing on the mouth. Well, and you think about Richard Dawson, the host of Family Feud when I was growing up. That was the original host. And every woman on the show, when he would go down the line to get their answers, the first time he went to meet them, he would kiss them on the mouth.
What?
Wow. Yeah, but he was British.
Oh.
And this was in the 70s and 80s. Mm. But
on
yeah.
On the mouth?
On the mouth.
Wow.
Strangers?
Yep. It'd be like when Steve Harvey is going for the answers to get somebody's answer in the family. When he comes to a woman, it's her turn to give an answer. He leans over and kisses her on the mouth. How are you today? You doing okay today, darling?
Whoa.
The good old days, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Y'all never heard about that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Richard Dawson. I've seen the old clips. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Is he cute?
Yeah, he was a handsome fella. He was a famous actor. Because
I'd be like, wait on my kiss.
You probably wouldn't have thought he was cute. But, okay.
Yeah, that is not
what
okay.
If he got to somebody and didn't kiss him, like the only one there?
And I'm sure you could tell him ahead of time that you didn't want to kiss him. Like when you would go on Judge Joe Brown's show, you had to refer, it was in the deal. When you say his name, you have to call him Judge Joe Brown. You can't just say Judge. You can't say Judge Brown. You have to say Judge Joe Brown every time.
Oh.
So I don't know if that was part. If you want to be on Family Feud, your wives and sisters-in-law have to kiss Richard Dawson on the mouth, the host on the mouth.
I don't like that.
Sign me up.
But you know what? Nobody got hurt or the COVID back then.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. Mm-hmm. Germ? Oh, man. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so again, make sure you go get your Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirts and hoodies. They're going fast. It's one of the first things we're doing to pay tribute to Ace. We've got a lot of stuff in the works that we're going to be doing that will be huge, and these shirts are going like crazy. You know, people bought up a bunch of them yesterday, so go ahead and get yours. And it also raises money for our charity, Peyton's Promise, which is always good. And remember, Ace would have wanted it that way. Mm-hmm. So group therapy was one of Ace's favorite bits, as we call it. So we'll continue doing that until I get bored with it. So here's a group therapy that we got, a letter asking for help. Hey, guys, and Lindsay, I met a guy on a dating app about 3 months ago. I just got burned in a relationship, so I wasn't looking to jump back into one quickly. But we hit it off, and 3.5 weeks ago, we became exclusive. He's very smart and focused on growing his career. Right after we met, he got a better job with a new company. Well, cutting to the chase here, Saturday I found out he listed me as his contact, his emergency contact, when he filled out his paperwork. That was well before we had decided to be exclusive. Why would he put me as his emergency contact when we had basically just met? You guys think this is a red flag? I don't want to be involved with some clinger control freak. That's kind of the situation I just got out of. Oh, by the way, his family lives about an hour's drive from him, so it's not like he doesn't have anyone else to serve as his emergency contact. I love the show, and I'm still sad about Ace. You guys are still in my prayers. Lucy.
Oh. Whoa.
Would that be a red flag, Lindsay, for a guy?
I'm going to say yes, just because he does have someone else, like she said. If he had nobody else, like, that makes me sad, and I would be like, okay. But he's got someone else, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of a red flag, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like his family lives in California.
Right.
But even at that, would he put her as his emergency contact when they just met?
Even at that, if they're still alive, they're your emergency contact. I don't care if they live in Europe, they're still your emergency contact.
Yeah. I always put 911 for my emergency contact.
Don't bother calling Jody.
What's she going to do? Yeah. Call a doctor.
Right.
She pleases.
She can't resuscitate.
Yeah. But you would probably like that, Riggins. You probably think that was a bold move on a girl's part to,
heck yeah,
to put you down as.
She's obsessed with me. I love that. I like an obsession.
But is it different if the girl puts
totally.
Than the guy?
Totally.
You know, which is a double standard, I know, but.
I don't know. A lot of women are crazy. I'm just saying, for me, I would find it, you know, like, wow, she's really into me. But I think it's weird when a guy does it to a girl.
Right. But that's one of his weird things, though. Like, he likes when girls punch him and stuff. So
I don't like it when girls punch me.
In the arm, I mean, not in the face.
Don't even say
you
that.
Say it's you do. Arm. You like when girls
I
are
like
aggressive.
An aggressive like a, woman. I don't like getting punched by women.
That's, oh, I thought you like a little frog in the arm kind of thing.
Yeah, we don't want to put that out there.
All right. But he does. He likes that.
Like aggressive,
craziness.
Obsessive.
See, I think most guys would run from that if they said, you put me as your emergency contact right after we met. We haven't even been out on two dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the net. All right. If you got an opinion on this, send us a DM and, have something good to say about it, not just any old thing.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, let's play a quick game of Make Lindsay Gasp. It's one of my favorite new games. Imagine, Lindsay, you're on a flight, you're on vacation, and it's an international flight. And you're going along, everything is cool, kosher, as our Jewish friends would say. Everything's kosher. And all of a sudden, somebody on the plane, mid-flight, gets bitten by a tarantula.
I am putting on my parachute. Wait, do they give you parachutes in a plane?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems that you've never flown internationally. Yeah. I don't think they give
They don't, but they should, now that you say that.
They should. They should.
Yeah, that's what that seat cushion should be, a parachute, not a flotation device.
Yeah. And I'm jumping out of the plane.
Now imagine that the person that got bitten is the pilot. It's a double gasp.
Double gasp.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
So it was a European pilot going from Germany to Spain, and a tarantula somehow got on board and bit him.
A German tarantula?
Yeah. So it says that even though he's allergic to spiders, he was okay. He was okay. He didn't get, die or anything. But tarantulas aren't venomous, are they?
I don't think so.
They look like it.
Yeah, they're scary looking.
Yeah.
But I don't think they are venomous, are they?
But can you be allergic to a spider that's not venomous? I don't think you can. Can you?
I'm not sure about that.
I think they're just adding drama in the article there.
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at it, though, I'm dying. Like, if I just see dead.
I mean, the grossest looking things ever.
I'm not allergic to a dog bite. Is anybody allergic to dog bites?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Unless they have rabies, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, then everybody would be having a reaction to it. And Starbucks is dropping 13 drinks from their menu.
I thought we were still making
it. Not playing the game anymore, but okay. This is part of an ongoing plan to slash their menu by at least 30% over the next few months. And then at the end of the story, the Starbucks official said, your move, Cheesecake Factory.
I love that menu.
Yeah. Because Cheesecake Factory could stand to drop like 30, 35 items, and they'd still be, you know, probably 10 pages of a menu.
Yeah,
still a
seriously. Big
menu. Oh, it's been a long time since I've been
last time I was there, yeah. Of course, I haven't been there in, you know, a long, long time.
Oh, it's still a novel.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It's at least 20 pages.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Last one I was at was in Nashville. We were visiting my daughter when she was in college, so it was several years ago.
Yeah. I think it's highly underrated. I love Cheesecake. I think their food is good, but it's a big menu.
You know what I don't like about Cheesecake Factory is how loud it is in there.
You're right.
It's like the acoustics in a Cheesecake Factory. It just echoes. You could be talking in a normal tone, and it's just bouncing off the walls and the floor. It's like the hard floor.
Yeah.
Not wooden, but just the hard tile
like
floor.
Like porcelain almost. Yeah. And then the ceilings are so tall.
Uh-huh.
They could have done something better with that.
Yeah, and I usually at a higher end dining experience don't want to actually be able to see passing cars.
Yeah. Right.
That's another thing. Call me a snob. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could be.
You're a snob.
So now trending is coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So Denny's has joined Waffle House in announcing an egg surcharge for any of the dishes that, you know, have eggs in them. So Waffle House announced, I don't know, what was it, 2 weeks ago that they were going to add a 50 cent per egg surcharge. And I remember having an argument about what a surcharge is.
Yeah.
I don't know that we ever solved it, but they're adding 50 cents to every egg sold at Waffle House. Well, now Denny's is joining them as well. All meals that include eggs.
Like French toast?
I think so.
You got to have eggs to make French toast.
Think about all the things that have eggs in it.
Uh-huh.
And especially at a diner. So they didn't say there's no standard price that they're going to raise the menu by. They said it's going to be market by market.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it looks like it's going to be the majority of the Denny's participating in this, you know, egg surcharge. So due to regional impacts of egg shortages and the bird flu and things like that. So
yeah. And you know what really bothers me about this, I think, more than anything, are all these people, these urban chicken people can stand by and go, see, I told you.
They're loud lately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem for me. Got my ladies in the back or whatever they call them. These are my ladies.
Yeah. Well, it's never been, the urban chicken has never been a problem for you. It's a problem for everybody else around you in the city who doesn't want to live on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Chose not to live next to a farm.
Right. We chose that life.
Yes.
Did you guys raise chickens? I know you had horse or ponies or something, but did you ever have chickens at your house?
Yeah, we had for a little while. And because my dad wanted me to have a project, you know.
Yeah.
And that didn't go very well.
The coop or something?
Raising chickens and tending to them and that sort of thing.
It didn't go well.
No, I didn't care much about it. He tried to get me into all kinds of stuff like that, and I never liked any of it. Like he was dying for me to get into cows and horses.
Yeah, I knew there was animals going on, but I didn't remember chickens.
Like,
so what happened?
I'm like, I play sports for you, Daddy. Is that not enough?
Right.
I let you live vicariously through me on the ball field.
Yeah. I'm the all-star, Dad. Don't make me milk the cows.
I'm your all-star, all-history, whatever else you want.
Make me touch the udders.
I can't do it no more.
I hate tractors and hay.
Terrible. Roberta Flack trending this morning. The Grammy Award singer has passed away at the age of 88. And I'll be honest.
North Carolinian.
Yeah.
Born in Black Mountain, North Carolina.
I didn't know much about Roberta Flack, but as soon as they said the song, I went, I know her. Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly with his song. Killing Me Softly.
And
it was the first time ever I saw your face. The first time ever I saw your face.
Yeah, I think.
And my daughter in third grade, and my daughter's not old; she's 24. So this it's been since the 2000s. They did reports on famous North Carolinians because we live in North Carolina, and she picked Roberta Flack. And you were supposed to give your report as the person.
Oh.
So her teacher marked off points because she didn't look enough like Roberta Flack. She didn't put enough into her costume to look like Roberta Flack. And I was like, well, what was she looking for? Any more of trying to look like Roberta Flack would have really brought some flack.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Onto us and our daughter for the rest of her life.
That's insane.
What a weirdo teacher.
Yeah.
That's like,
what
terrible.
Did you want? What did you want?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I was saying. What would you want? What would you have pictured? Let's table this. You know, yeah. let's figure this
oh
out.
Oh, my God.
Maybe, you know.
Was she a young teacher?
No. Mm. I'll tell you the story about her later.
Terrible. Mm. Drama between a boyfriend and girlfriend next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
If you want to get one of the Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirts or hoodies, just go to tjriggins.com/deals. We sold a lot of them yesterday, all benefiting Peyton's Promise, Ace and TJ's charity. And yeah, tjriggins.com/deals. Go pick one up. We'd love to see you in it once you get it.
Okay, see you.
Okay, see you. We were talking about the other day, Lindsay being called cute. What was that conversation about? Would you like being called cute or hot? Didn't we talk about that, or am I making that up?
We've talked about it before, because Gwen, that used to work with us, says that the best compliment she could ever get is if somebody says she's adorable.
Adorable. Mm. Yeah. Like, and I thought that was kind of weird.
My little friend Jenny doesn't like being called cute.
Why not? Does she ever?
She said it's like what you would call a little kid is cute. You know?
Yeah, cute.
Plus, she's so little and people, you know, pat her on top of the head all the time anyway because yeah. she's so little. And
do all. People really?
Just
it's
me.
A complex.
Just, oh. Oh, yeah. I do it because it aggravates her.
Yeah, that would. Knowing Jenny, I would yeah. never.
Isn't that funny?
You pull back you know, four fingers on a hand.
I love that.
That's crazy. Well, there's a woman that was talking about going to Capri. She's a Gen Zer, and she's been dating this guy. They're in college still, I think. So they went to Capri on vacation, which is a pretty luxurious kind of vacation. Mm-hmm. She says they're walking up one of these trails back to the resort after taking a hike. And she said, I look gross, and I'm sweaty and stuff. And we pass by Alex Earl, who is the it girl. She's got 10 million followers on TikTok. She's blonde. She's from Jersey. She has all these Get Ready With Me videos. A lot of young people love her. And it's about this woman's age. And she said when they passed by Alex Earl, she goes, I knew it was her. And I just put my head down because I felt so gross. And I didn't even want to be seen next to her. And I was too shy to say anything. Her boyfriend said after they passed her, he goes, man, did you see how tiny she was? Make Lindsay gasp. She said, there's something about when he said that that just sent me into a rage. He could have said, man, did you see how drop dead gorgeous she was? Did you see how unbelievably beautiful it was? No, he said, did you see how tiny she was? Mm-hmm. And she said, I went into a rage.
Yeah.
Is she not? Is she a big girl?
She's huge. Is small.
She's not huge like she sounds.
She's not huge at all. She's small.
She sounds ginormous.
Why no, is that?
It's because it's not a characteristic that a man would say about a woman.
Well,
like a normal, is it?
I say it all the time to my wife. I'll say, oh, God, look how tiny she is. And it usually means not just skinny or in shape or whatever, like a small size. It also means shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Jenny, my little friend Jenny, is tiny. She's tiny. We talk about how she's a tiny person.
Right. Yeah.
But that's the way women talk. So in my years of studying women and communicating with women, I guess I picked that up to where that's what they, because my grandmother would say, Jody, I wish you could meet my preacher, Pastor Rob's wife. I think y'all would get along great because she's tiny like you are.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
just like, it's always a woman thing. She's tiny. She's tiny.
Mm-hmm. Tiny.
But
why would that anger you? And
why would that?
Because
why would
she's not mad? What you're saying. Like, I get how you say it. Someone's petite.
Mm-hmm.
She's not. She's just really thin.
She might just be really thin.
She's my height, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't call me tiny. I mean, because mm-hmm. I'm a taller.
Yeah.
It's all in the how you, I mean, it's just, he could have said anything else.
He could have just said, she's so much skinnier than you are.
Yeah, basically.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.